It's passionate, genuine, and personal. CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
The following is a CKUW 95.9 FM original program celebrating over 10 years on the Winnipeg airwaves, created by volunteers in the community, made possible by generous listener support.
Before we get into the whole show, I want to start the evening off right. I want to get everybody in a good mood. It's going to be such a... I'm feeling great. My energy's great. I'm feeling very positive about everything. I love this night. I've been looking forward to it for so long. I know everything's going to go really well. I want to start things off in the tradition of one of my favorite Oscar hosts, Billy Crystal, with a song. So here's a song about Oscar. A little bit louder.
I've got the Oscar fever. Hope you got it too. Pour me some bubbly now. It's all you gotta do. It's Christmas of Tinseltown. The Academy Awards. Pop up some popcorn. Welcome aboard. Who's gonna win? Who's gonna lose it? I got the Oscar fever. Hope you got it too. Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Sands Hotel is proud to present the star of our show.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Are you ready for star time? Are you ready for star time? All right, let's bring to the stage
Mr. Personality himself, singing Personality.
Over and over, I tried to prove my love to you.
Tim Heidecker and Greg Turkington, you can't lose.
Which Oscar specials should I play on the radio?
Time to get serious about On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour.
Want On Cinema expertise? You come to the right place.
Five bags of popcorn.
Let's get to the bottom of what's going on in the world today. Expert opinions, fresh voices. And we're not just going to be talking about movies either. The right information, right when you need it. Why wait?
And welcome to the On Cinema at the Cinema Oscar special here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful. Today, a show we've been doing for a few years now. Myself and a whole bunch of people around the station actually love this whole On Cinema universe. Some people have their show. It's Coronation Street or what have you. Our show is On Cinema at the Cinema. It's a movie review show, but it's so much more. It's actually basically the greatest satire of the decline of Western civilization. It really pokes fun at the just outright insanity and absurdity of modern society, especially in the Western world, with Tim Heidecker not really playing himself, but kind of a caricature of these kind of weird con men gurus like Jordan Peterson and Joe Rogan and, you know, just all these personality types. I mean, obviously Trump's in there, but it's just a skewering of American politics, capitalism, social media, you know, drudgery and new age cures and anti-vax conspiracies. It's quite something, and it's quite remarkable. It's been on air this whole time. So Tim Heidecker gets into these shenanigans on this movie review show, while Greg Turkington, otherwise known as Neil Hamburger and his other persona, Greg just wants to do a boring review show of movies where it's just, you know, he's more concerned with the run times than the content of the movies themselves. He calls himself a movie expert, but he's just terrible at everything he does. And they too, you know, they butt heads, and there's some characters like Mark Proch and others. And it's a great time. It's super funny. It's got layers and layers and layers. It's got a cult following. Every year they do a season of On Cinema at the Cinema, and it all culminates in this Oscar special. And they've been doing it for more than a decade now. And the Oscar special this year is not even an Oscar special. It's like a corporate conference called a ModoCon. Anyway, I've done myself a disservice by putting you through this every year, but those who love On Cinema at the Cinema, I know you're out there, you'll appreciate this. But those who don't know, we're going to take a trip down memory lane and just put a little sound collage together of what it sounds like, and then we'll come back and play some music from Tim Heidecker's former band Dakar, who you know, there was a big twist this year. And we're going to be spoiling it, but Dakar, he's no longer in the band, and they made their own song. But we'll be playing some music from them from past Oscar specials and more here on the On Cinema at the Cinema Oscar special. I hope this makes sense, but if it doesn't, just sit back and enjoy the ride. It's going to be fun nonsense anyway, and some pretty cheesy music as well. So keep tuned. CKUW 95.9 FM, Amateur Hour, your source of the weird, the wild, the wonderful, where bad is good and worse is even better. Here is our trip down memory lane for On Cinema at the Cinema.
Should I see a movie this weekend? Ah! This is as good as a movie can get, and it's so great that they're still making these kinds of movies. It's On Cinema at the Cinema with me, your host, Tim Heidecker. Hi, everybody. My name is Tim Heidecker. You're watching On Cinema at the Cinema, the webisodes that talk about what movies are coming out this weekend and hopefully give you some advice as whether or not you should see these movies coming out. Some of these movies you should skip because they're junk. My guest is Greg Turkington.
I just thought it was so interesting how I was watching the movie and I never knew what was going on.
If they did a movie of Captain Crunch, that would be good.
Of course, it's a remake, and you know how much I love remakes.
Roosevelt. I would not cast Bill Murray as Osama bin Laden.
Oh, no. I will give it 4 bags of popcorn because I thought that there were moments that were boring and almost put me to sleep. But
one thing, if you've ever seen Star Trek, you know that robots and computers like to be taken seriously as people.
Idris Elbow.
And I think kids can handle raunch.
But when a squirrel starts talking, you generally know it's an animated picture.
Right.
The audience is unlucky in that if they tuned in to see movies reviewed, they're probably not going to. They're going to see an irrelevant casino gambling and personal problem discussions.
Incorrect.
Woke up this morning to the smell of my own dead flesh on my face.
Just put really the gun scared away so we can talk about movies without fear.
Sometimes a great movie can be found in an unlikely place.
And then I find out from you that millions of kids in this country are dying, you know, every day from these vaccinations.
Yeah.
or any movie where a businessman becomes a cat is probably going to have more interest to children than to adults.
You've disobeyed me in so many different ways.
This one was about as confusing as I could imagine a movie ever being, but I still did have fun looking at it.
I think Bridget Jones could be sort of a James Bond for women.
Side note, Anthony Quinn's son died in my pond. True story. Check it out.
Definitely fill the couple hours that it takes to watch the movie.
Hands of Stone with Robert De Niro. I can do an impression of him if you want.
No.
Really. I'm not saying I'm going to kill the president.
Well, stop saying it.
Farewell, Tom Cruise. I miss you, son. You ain't coming back to me now.
Computer movie.
So much of what people do nowadays is on computers.
I'm not living in a storage facility anymore. I'm rebuilding my life from the bottom up, and it is
because
inspiring.
You burned it down.
It's a Disney movie. It's a superhero Marvel movie. It can't be bad.
And
just review movies. Don't review
current events.
This is a great movie, don't you think, Greg? Five bags of popcorn for me, and check out The Avengers.
He's in jail.
A couple weeks ago, I was standing on the 6th Street Bridge. If I jumped, I'm in hell.
Can you share with our viewers at home your recipe for the perfect home bucket of popcorn?
Don't know.
Sorry the season hasn't gone as planned.
Then we'll see my new segment, Classic Movie Time, which
just
is sort
shut
of...
Shut up and pray. Believe me, you need to.
And welcome back to the On Cinema at the Cinema Oscar special here on CKUW 95.9 FM Amateur Hour. You know, if you're confused, go check out On Cinema. It's on the YouTubes, a lot of the seasons, so they'll give you kind of an indication of what it's all about. And of course, we're doing this because the Oscars are coming up, and I'm so excited for the new Oscar special. We're a MottoCon coming up in a few days. So that's why we're doing this. We're going to play you some of the music from On Cinema, at the Cinema, especially the Oscar specials. Tim Heidecker has a band called The Car, or at least used to have a band. There was big controversy this year where he was kicked out of the band for doing something horrible. I'm not going to spoil everything for you, because for the newbies, it should be an experience of discovery. But anyway, he was kicked out of the band, and they wrote a song about why called Ride with the Devil, and we're going to start things off with that song. And then we're going to go into last year's Oscars special, where Axiom and Manuel from Dakar did a loving tribute to Greg Turkington and his movie expertise. And then we're going to go to an Oscars special of old, when they did it at the quote-unquote High Ranch, before their power was shut down and they were shot at. Dakar did a little rock and roll set with some of their classic tunes and some new stuff as well. And then we'll be back on the On Cinema at the Cinema Oscar special here on Amateur Hour, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
On a highway going 90, pitch black with a top down riding. You've done to me. I took a ride with the devil. You took me down to his level. But I'm rising up, and leaving all that behind. I took a ride with the devil. You took me down to his level. But I'm rising up, and leaving all that behind. When I think back and I unpack all the memories that you gave to me, one lighter to set a fire, all the lies you told in your cruel deceit. To me.
Can you stop that? Because we got a big tribute to you coming up right now.
Well, then you shouldn't have glued my tapes to this
board. I didn't glue anything. Ladies and gentlemen, formerly of the group Dakar, Axiom and Manuel, with a very special tribute to Greg Turkington. Take it away, Greg. Take it away, Ax.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, guys.
So this is a song that includes, you know, it's pretty much a message to all the actors out there who are on Greg's tapes. And it goes like this. While you're up on a shelf, and it takes you down,
stop looking at your tapes. The VFA van is in the shot, so it's got to go. Can you the car out of the way?
Yeah, I can get it. Where's the tour?
Right,
the tour guide.
We're gonna go right into the first song, and your stupid car that I'm going to set on fire tonight. If it doesn't move in 30 seconds.
Where's the jacket? I need the jacket. Oh, they're in the ignition. I'm sorry. They were in the
ignition. Move it back.
I will, but stop yelling at me.
All right, everybody. About to rock and roll here. We hope you're having fun out there enjoying Oscar night in Hollywood. We're out here on the High Ranch. We're going to play a new song for you now. All right, this is a new song coming out of Dakar. We're not just some tribute act. We're going to play the real shit, man. This is some...
Is this good here?
Turn it off. Is he out of frame? Turn it off. Turn the car off.
But is this spot okay?
Turn it off!
Is the spot okay?
Yes! Turn the car off. Let's hit it.
You took an axe to my soul. You left me out in the cold. You broke my heart in two. What more could you do? You left me out here to die. You make me wonder why.
in the broken mirror of my twisted brain. I hope you start to feel my pain. You're not my brother, you're not my friend. You are Judas to me. Hey, you know it's bad. Judas to me. Hey, you know it's bad. Judas to me. A little song called Empty Bottle. Let's take it away. I'm like an empty bottle, dreaming of everything left in my mind. Drinking out that life on the dark side, riding down the road to the end of time. Lantern, dreamed of everything left in my mind. Whole road on the nowhere, hard now to roll to the end of time. Fill me up again. All right. What happened there? We had lost our amps here. Hang on a minute. We're going to reset.
Not working anymore.
We have a generator problem right now. So what's going on? We got somebody on that? Can we get your lights?
There's a bunch of weirdos down.
What's that?
There's a bunch of weirdos.
I can't hear you.
There's a bunch of weirdos. There's a bunch of weirdos down the road that I think may have cut the power. I don't know.
We got a little power. We got a little issue.
So say.
Yeah, I don't want to say anything. I think we might just have a little power problem here. That's all right. We're about rounding things down anyway. Why don't we just try to plug shit back in, everybody? That shit happens, you know. Yeah, we're going to take a little break and try to figure out what the hell's going on here. But thank you, everybody, for coming out. This is a really special moment for me. I think somehow mics are working, but anyhow, we'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, guys.
We're back here on the On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar special on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Now, we got through all of Dakar's shenanigans, and now it's time for something for the Greg heads out there. Are you ready for some real movie expertise? Well, Greg Turkington is the resident real Mr. Movies on Cinema. And while Tim does his best to go on tangents that involve New Age medicine, deep state conspiracies, getting arrested, burning down film archives, Greg is always about the movies and always about the runtimes on movies. So let's do a little tribute to Greg with his Hobbit band here on the On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar special on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
I want to turn it over to Greg Turkington now, who joins us in the studio, who has a lot to say tonight. We are going to kick things off. Greg, how important is the Oscar special to you, and how important is it for you, for the audience, to become a member of the On Cinema family? The floor is yours.
Well, I'll say this much. If you're trying to watch the Oscars and you don't have this thing going too, you're missing out on 95% of the information and expertise. I would say it's comparable with trying to watch the Super Bowl if all the players didn't have numbers on their jerseys and no one was talking and telling you what was going on.
We're right here in front of the Kodak, now Dolby, theater. This is the very entrance where all the actors and stars walk in and out of all night long with their precious statuettes under their arm. Maybe Ian McClellan will walk out this door with his Oscar for Hobbit 2.
And Best Picture, Best Director are the key awards, and we do still expect Hobbit to win those.
This is going to be the year that Hobbit 2 surprises everyone. To people that are real movie buffs, movie experts, it's not a surprise. This was the best movie of the year. To people who don't follow the Oscars very carefully, don't understand how the process works, what the rules are, they might be surprised that a movie that isn't nominated for Best Picture, technically, would win Best Picture. You're given the suggestions of what might be the best picture. You can pick from that, or you can pick something that's in your heart. And I think we're going to find, based on the response that Hobbit 2 got in the box office and also critically, that that's going to be the movie folks are going to go for. And I think you're going to see a sweep, not just with Best Picture, but Best Actor, Actress, and a lot of the other categories, the smaller categories, director, makeup, that kind of thing, too.
Okay. In a lot of ways, Oscar screwed up this year. Greg, who do you think is going to take home the big prize? I'm talking about Best Picture.
Well, you know, it's not what I think, it's what I know. I actually have some friends, some sources on the inside. And I have it from a reliable source that the voting is in, and based on an informal exit poll, The Hobbit received somewhere between 53 and 59% of the votes. Annie received somewhere between 11 and 15%. The rest of the movies were all in the 2 to 5% zone. None of them have a chance. Based on those projections, I think it's obvious that The Hobbit 3 is finally going to walk home with Oscar gold.
We are celebrating, we are giving a preview of next year's celebration of the 40th anniversary of Arthur.
Wait, say that again?
We're doing a preview of next year's 40th anniversary of Arthur. So we're giving a sneak preview of what's going to happen next year.
What does that have to do with
the
Joker?
This is a Jack Nicholson Joker, which is he was the original actor to play the Joker.
Okay, so I told you you could come in here with one concept, and then we're going to get through that, and then you'll be on your way. And now you're coming in with two. So do you want to focus on whatever this 40th anniversary
of... Actually have four.
Excuse me. What does Arthur have to do with the Academy Awards right now?
It's one of the most beloved movies in history. Arthur from 1981. 97 minutes, starring Dudley Moore.
Great. Well, thank you so much for that. We're going to just... spread the word that this is happening at the moment.
This is a Hobbit-themed band, and I think you're going to love them.
All right. Well, let's have the Thanes of the Shire take us to our first break of the night. And stay tuned. There's so much more coming your way on the new On Cinema Oscars special. We'll be right back.
Kicked
to the Hobbit band and give us Oscar Fever in C, quarter C. Give me just C, jam on C, and we'll get it going.
They do not know the Oscar Fever.
Hope you got it too. I'll meet. Play it in C. Give me a C chord real quick. Not seven, C. I got the Oscar fever. Hope you got it too. Paul, miss some bubbly. Now it's all you gotta do. It's Christmas for Tinseltown. I don't need fun. The flute away. Give it. Get out.
Hey guys, you're listening to the On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar Special. Hope you're enjoying my favorite cinematic universe created by Tim Heidecker and Greg Turkington. However, they're not the only characters that make up their universe. There are others like Mark Proch, and Tony Newman. And Dr. San, who is no longer on the show for some very good reasons, one of which he's not a real doctor and he's dead. Nevertheless, we'll hear a tribute to him and Tony, and Mark Proch will do some classic impressions that he's known for on this next segment of On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar Special. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Enjoy.
Godfrey Daniels, ladies and gentlemen, friends and foes, I'm W.C. Fields.
And I want to salute W.C. for being here with us.
Who do you pick? W.C., who do you pick for best movie? Of course, W.C. had experience being nominated for a few Oscars himself.
If I were to nominate one of this year's movies, it would have to be Poppy by Me, 1936.
This is the moment we've all been waiting for. It's Mark Proch doing what he does best, scenes from Jaws. Let's take it away. I love this. Good for you, Mark.
This is a bad fish. He can eat you up and swallow you whole. A little tenderizing, a little shaking, and down you go. I'll be honest, this isn't like going down to the pond and catching bluegills and tommy cods. This is gonna be a lot harder. It ain't gonna be easy. And I don't want any other captains, I don't want any other shipmates. And it's gonna cost you a lot more than 3,000. I value my neck more than that. I'll find them for 3,000, but I'll catch them and kill them for 10.
You're doing your straight voice. The character of...
He sounded like me, I thought.
He's got an Irish accent or something, doesn't he? This is Quint from Jaws you're doing?
He talks like this, like a pirate.
Why can't you talk like a pirate?
My mom's side's Irish.
No, I don't give a... Start it from scratch, but put a little energy into your reading it. Sucks.
Y'all know who I am. You all know how I make a living.
That's better, but... Yes, speed through it. Cut to the end.
Yeah. I don't know how to make a living, how it is.
Dig into it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You can hear it. You watch the clip. I saw you watching the clip all morning. I could do a better job than that. Just take it slow.
Y'all know who I am. You all know what I do for a living.
It's a little better.
I'll do it. You think this fish is bad? It's not like going down and catching cod.
Are you looking in the camera?
Helicotti. Huh?
Don't look in the camera. Look off camera. It's not like he's giving a speech in the camera.
It's not going to be easy. It's not like going down to your pond and catching tollycods and pods. Bluegills and cod. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if I'm doing it right. I forgot how he did it.
Oh, hold on, I think I have an Oscar.
Hold on a sec. Stand by. Greg has a exclusive Oscar pick.
It's somebody else.
This past week, something miraculous happened. I was in heaven, and I ran into an old friend. I ran into a friend that let me down, but ultimately is still a friend. And these days, my friends are in short supply. It was Dr. San.
Dr. San would be in hell.
Watch yourself.
High up I go. Past the clouds, which are white like snow,
walk on through those pearly gates where my good friend waits. He's gonna tell me what to do. He's gonna show me who I am. If you don't believe that I pity you, I'm heading to him as soon as I can. Fill me up, fill me up, fill me up,
fill me up.
Fill me up, my angel, my Dr. Sam. And I'm gonna get high up. And I'm gonna get high above the sky. And I'm gonna get high up. And I'm gonna get high above the sky.
Just a state of mind, you can travel there every time. Close your eyes, look inside, strap on it for an amazing ride. Hoo-ah!
So I have this song that I wrote for you, and I love you. And I hope that you understand that.
It's been a hard year, but we're making it through. Me and you, we're gonna persevere. We ran through it all, through hell and back. And somehow you managed to keep us right on track. Your love, I'd be 6 feet under the ground. Your love gets me high.
I know it.
Your love gets me high. Your love gets me high.
I never. Thank you so much. That was written for you. I really do. It comes from my heart.
Lovely.
All right. What do you think of that, Joe?
Terrific.
Hey, guys. Time's almost up on the On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar special on CKUW 95.9 FM. And usually my favorite part of any of the On Cinema Oscar specials is when things get really out of hand near the end. And we're going to hear some recent Oscar special classic moments with Michael Matthews and Tim Heidecker believing in a QAnon-like conspiracy called Zero Hour, where they think Oscar stars will be arrested during the awards night. And of course, that never comes to fruition. That's going to be followed by Tim and Dakar doing the absolute worst Bohemian Rhapsody cover ever. And of course, when Greg panicked and ran over Michael Matthews with his car, and just that montage of him speeding away to the angelic voice of the On Cinema star, Wendy Kirby, who sang her heart out while Greg made his getaway. It was just one of my favorite parts of On Cinema. So, who knows what will happen for this upcoming On Cinema Oscar special, but I highly recommend watching it. Thanks for tuning in to the On Cinema at the Cinema on Amateur Hour Oscar special. Stu and the Twang Trust coming up next. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM Amateur Hour, your source for the weird, the wild, the wonderful, and On Cinema at the Cinema in Winnipeg.
Ladies and gentlemen, stand by. We are less than 5 minutes. I need a countdown. We need 3 minutes away from 0 hour. I've sent Greg away because he needs to not interrupt this. This is absolutely vital information. We are going to turn to the Oscars at a moment. But Mike, I want to refresh everybody on what's about to happen and why it's happening. Go ahead.
Right.
You've been studying this for a while now. We know that the Queen's Army, the Special Forces, Donald Trump, we are cracking down on the elites, on the world power, the globalists, whatever you want to say.
Right.
And it's time to send a message to the world that it's over.
That's right. That's right.
You've looked at this. We looked at the Golden Globes. We saw the signs. What is that like, Mike?
It's about the truth.
Yeah. And you studied
this. About the
truth. And you've looked at all the videos.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, see, they fake news. Okay. They don't want you to know the truth.
Yeah.
See, they only tell you what they want you to know.
Mm-hmm.
See, but then in the meantime,
what are we going to see first? I mean, are we going to really, like, are they going to not cut the broadcast? We're going to get to see this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And then we're going to just what? These are soldiers going to march down the aisle? I can't wait for this. This is unbelievable, folks. Nobody has this scoop. And if you're watching it, you're one of the lucky few out there, because all the lemmings are going to be so surprised. Look at her. She's like, she has no idea what's coming. The storm's coming, folks.
Storm is coming.
40 seconds. Holy shit. I got chills. You watching at home, countdown to 0 hour. You've been with us all night.
This is real.
This is real. We're going to see a mass arrest of all the top celebrities in the world. It's happening. And look, they don't know what's happening. They don't know it's coming. 10 seconds away, about 20 seconds, 15, 14. What are they doing here? 12, 10, 9. He's gone. Samuel L. Jackson. Bye-bye. 4, 3, 2, 1. Here they come. All right. Stay with us. Can you see anything happening in the background, Mike? There should be somebody coming right now. All right. Stand by.
We truly appreciate what the late, great William Goldman said.
What's going on here, Mike? Give us an update.
The latest.
Man. You want to get online? I mean, are they preempting this in some way? Are we seeing sort of an alternate thing that, where are we at with this?
Wow.
I'm expecting to see this anytime now.
Yeah, we're close. Something's happened. I don't know what has happened. Let's cut the feed here for a second. Something has happened. You got to make some calls or do some kind of intel on this.
Well, what's happening, Tim, is you're sitting on a stage with a guy that's got a gun on his side, the knife, and it's very, very uncomfortable, and we just hope that everything's going to be okay with you.
Yeah, I know that, Joe. You've said that many times. Mike, I think what we should do right now is you got to collect yourself and figure out what's happening with your intelligence and get back to us, because there might have been some I don't know, and I feel... You said it was 100% at 7:10.
They're reliable sources.
This was going down, 7:10.
They're reliable sources.
They're reliable sources. Well, I don't see any of that happening there. So you have to find out, and I'm talking now, find out what happened, if this has somehow been stopped by Soros or whoever, and if there's been a clampdown on this, or if you got your information wrong.
Yeah.
So you go and take care of it. I need you to keep the door sealed, because now three people told me now the cops got called because of the pepper spray.
Okay.
That you said I was safe with because I had a constitutional right to that I was,
well, you
that
do.
Was a concealed weapon.
You do. That's
I understand.
That's your right.
But it wasn't provoked.
It's the Second Amendment.
It's not the Second Amendment. Get out. Do make calls.
I got you.
Thank you, everybody, for watching tonight.
I'm sure you did.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy? Caught in a landslide, no escape from reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy. I need no sympathy, cause it's easy come, easy go. Let it high, let it low. Watching, I'm glad I'm back.
He was touring the whole archive.
The whole thing.
He did it on purpose because he walked.
Don't cry,
I should have known if he's doing the tour that he has some ulterior motive because he's never.
My time is done. She shivers down my spine. My foot is breaking all the time.
And but they never.
Goodbye, everybody. Come on! Mama! Ooh, the wind
win
blows.
The best picture.
I don't want to die. She, I guess, I'm never bad born at all.
Well, here's one that works.
Oh, okay. That's good.
One of the tapes works.
Come on!
Well, I'm gonna have to go through all of them because I can't maintain an archive where I can't
see the integrity of what's in the archive.
So I have to go through one of these.
Thunderbolts and lightning,
yeah, so
very, very frightening me.
That's another one that works. So I need to do two titles: one that works and the one that don't work. Yeah. Well, at least you can see part of them. This one works.
Is real life. Is life in a true society? Easy come, easy go. Here you let me go. It's real life! Let it go! Joe, get over here. Let me go.
Never let me go.
Mia, let me, Mia, let me go. Me as if Bob has a devil put aside for me. For me. For me.
I'm really worried
about Jay the way. So you think you can love me and leave me tonight? So you think you can lift me and save me tonight? Oh, baby, come do this to me, baby. Just gotta get out, just gotta get it right, mamma mia.
Don't step this.
Nothing really matters. Am I anyway though? All right, thank you. All right.
Enough of the music, guys.
Easy.
The individual's still in the building.
Okay, thank you.
Where is he?
We're gonna go. Thank
this
you very
man
much.
Right there?
Right there.
Sir, I'd like to talk to you for a minute.
Sir! Sir, please stop where you're going. Way. We have a word to talk to you.
Who's in charge here?
We have a director or a producer? Anybody out here?
What happened?
What do you want? Go away. Go away. Just goodbye. Goodbye. Good night. Go. Just go away, man. I'm not going in there. I'm not going with you. I don't have to do what you say. You're not a police officer. You're just some actor. Go. No, don't touch my car. LaRue, go away. I'm not listening to you. You don't have any authority. I don't have to do what you say. Go away. Get out of here, man. Nuts. Always nuts. Every one of them. Go. Go away. You're looking really dumb. Just go away. Get out of my way.
Again. Ooh,
Ah. Whew, ah.
Good morning.
I fancy a walk in this garden. Beautiful day here in Round Hay.
We're making history here. That's the first movie ever made.
Good morning.
I fancy a walk in this garden. Beautiful day here in Round Hay.
We're making history here. That's the first movie ever made.
There's a voice that keeps on calling me. Down the road, that's where I'll always be. Every stop I make.